一同来思想一个题目，叫做他是主吗？
This morning we're going to contemplate over a title that is he Lord?
刚才我们弟兄带我们一起来诵读了罗马书十四章第八节。
So our brother has led us in the reading of Romans 14, verse 8.
在这里，使徒保罗在圣灵的感动之下说
And here, under the inspiration of the Spirit, Apostle Paul says,
我们若活着是为主活，若死了是为主死，所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。
For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
我们晓得领人归主是神给每个基督徒的使命，也是教会存留在这地上的使命。
We know that bringing people to the Lord is a mission that Christ has given to every Christian, and it is the mission that is given to the church.
我们这个周末有秋季布道会。
This weekend we have an autumn rally.
那我们这个秋季布道会的主题是什么？有人还记得吗？
And do you remember what the title of that rally is?
耶稣是主。
Is that Christ is, sorry, Jesus is Lord.
那么我们的讲员呢，本来是要讲五堂的信息。
So initially, our speaker was going to preach five sessions.
但是因为临时被检测出来 COVID 阳性啊，所以礼拜四晚上我们临时赶快做决定啊，告诉讲员，那么就从线上来讲啊，这个我们同工们也做了很多的这个调整，很辛苦，很不容易。
Because he was recently tested positive for COVID-19, and so we had to do last-minute switches, and the, lots of effort was put in by the coworkers, such that he's now able to preach online.
那么本来我们讲员要讲的这五堂的信息呢，啊，是这五项。
And these are going to what's going to be listed are the titles of the five sessions.
基督是独一之主，
The Lord of One.
是慈爱之主
，the Lord of love，
是和平之主
，the Lord of peace，
是复活之主
，the Lord of resurrection，
是饶恕之主
，the Lord of forgiveness。
啊，那么我们常常来讲耶稣是主
，oftentimes we say Jesus is Lord，
在我们每一次领圣餐的时候
，and every time when we receive the Holy Communion，
最后我们要唱他是主
，we sing he is Lord，
他名被高举，他得一切的荣耀。
That his name is to be exalted, that he is to receive all glory.
我们领着饼杯是表明主的死，只等到他来。
That when we receive the bread and the cup, we signify that he is returning.
那么我们今天呢，一起来思想啊，这个耶稣之主是主呢，到底是什么意思
？So let us consider what does it mean for us to say that the Jesus is Lord.
我们在口上常常说他是主，他是主。
It may be that by our mouths we continue to say, He is Lord, He is Lord.
我们带这个问题呢，我们来问一下。
But with this question, let's
问自己啊，问自己。
Let's ask ourselves.
他是主吗
？Is He Lord?
基督徒常讲一句话。
And、so Christians, we may often say this.
说在一个人生命当中去守卫呢，这个东西就是他的偶像，
Whatever,
就是他的神。
Whatever is of the first priority in a person's life, that is his or her idol, it's his or her God.
所以有的人说我不到庙里去拜拜。
So some may say, yeah, I don't go to the temples, I do not offer up worship there.
啊，我不挂一些什么护身符啊，搞一些迷信的这些东西。
I do not have pendants, I'm not involved in superstitions.
但是我们每个人都可能有偶像。
But it is very possible that each of us will have an idol.
这个偶像啊，还不是说啊，说这个这个追星族啊，然后看到什么歌星、影星啊，什么青春偶像啊，动不动就给封为叫偶像，嗯。
And when we are talking about idols, it's not just the celebrities that are idols.
哎呀，现在是动不动啊，一个什么celebrity 一个名人啊，男不管男生女生啊，长得帅气漂亮一点就叫男神女神，哦，吓死我。
So in there's often these titles given to these handsome young men or beautiful young women, and they'll call them gods and goddesses or queen.
Yeah, very good translation. Thank you very much. Yeah. 那么圣 圣经当中呢，有一个地方真的提到说，世人有许多的神，许多的主。
And in scripture, in many parts of the Bible, we see that there are many gods, there are many lords.
哎，哥林多前书第八章第五到第六节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 5 to 6.
我们不都读了，但这地方大家看 highlight， 使徒保罗就说掉了，说世人有许多的神，那许多的主。复述的。
You see that Apostle Paul writes, there are many gods and there are many lords.
然后他就宣告，我们只有一位神，我们只有一位主。
And he declares, yet for us there is only one God, the Father, and one we have one Lord.
有一个事实。
There is a truth.
大家注意啊，一个人，你为什么或者为谁而活，你为什么或者为谁而死，那这个就是你的主。
To what you live for and to whom you die for, that's your Lord.
这不是我讲的，这是圣经讲的。
This is not said by myself. This is from Scripture.
使徒保罗的主是谁？
Who is the Lord of Apostle Paul?
耶稣是主，对不对？使徒保罗的主是耶稣基督。所以我们刚刚读了这些经文，他就说了：我是为主活，我是为主死。无论是活是死，我是主的人。
That Jesus is the Lord of Apostle Paul as he writes, whether he lives or he dies, he does that unto the Lord.
那么我们要问一个问题，今天你是为什么活，你是为什么死？
And so the question we have is, who are you living for? What are you living for? Who are you dying for? What are you dying for?
中国人有句话呀，叫人为财死，鸟为食亡，对不对？
So in the Chinese saying, it does say that man dies for wealth, while the birds die for the food.
或者也可以，互文建议都用到人的身上，也有的人是为食物而死，特别是在没吃的时候。
And it is also possible that humans will die for food or because of the lack of food.
所以有个古话叫民以食为天。
So there's another Chinese saying that it says that what is heaven to people is in fact the food.
那么我们来看一看啊，到底圣经讲到这许多的主都还可能有哪一些
？What else are there? What other lords are there?
刚才我们讲了钱财
，We talked about money.
工作可能成为我们的主
，Work.
名声可能成为我们的主
，Can be fame.
有人喜欢 sports， 这个球赛可能成了他的主
，Perhaps it's sports.
有人很喜欢娱乐，娱乐变成他的主
，Or entertainment.
年轻人啊，年轻人注意这个电子游戏啊。这个电邮可能成为你的主。
Computer games, perhaps especially for the younger, the youth.
这个革命。
Revolution.
我们是从这个革命的年代，不是革命的年代，是这个文革这个年代啊走过来的。
So we who have passed through the revolution.
那也有的挺好，爱国，爱国也可能变成了我们的主。
It's possible that your patriotism becomes an idol.
还有的人说这个环保啊，这个、环保也可能成为你的主。
Or there is the love for the environment.
那 last but not least 还有一样东西。
Perhaps there's one more.
那我们到最后再说。
And we will say that. I will say that for later.
那么我们把这里的所有这些东西都可能带到罗马书十四章这句第八节这句话里面来。
So with all of this on this list, we can bring it into Romans 14.
不信我们来看一看。
We could look at.
有的人是这样子。
So perhaps this is for some.
他说我若活着是为钱财而活，若死了是为钱财而死，所以我们或活或死，总是有钱的人。
So for if we live, we live to money, and if we die, we die to money. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are rich.
这个钱财的人啊，有钱的人啊 ，we're rich. 这是加引号的这个 rich.
So this is, as we can see, it is rich.
我们以前曾经讲过，耶稣说财主进神的国比骆驼穿过针眼还难呢。
So Jesus has said that it is more difficult for the wealth to pass through, to enter into heaven than for the camel to go through the eye of the needle.
那到底什么人是财主？
Then who is the one who is actually rich?
最近在校园团契查经当中，我们也再次查到这个问题。
And we did have a study.In this area with the campus fellowship.
大家注意啊，这个有钱没钱 ，rich 不 rich， 这个本身是相对的。
we do see that whether you're rich or not, it is a relative status.
在座各位，你觉得你有钱没钱？
So, a question to y'all, do you think you're rich?
我不知道我们在座的各位哈，这个最有钱的一个人身家多少，这个我们没有一个人知道。
I do not know quite how much how deep your checking account is.
但是我敢保证一点。
But something I can guarantee you.
我们在座的最有钱的一个人。
The one who is the richest among us.
如果跟 Elon Musk 比起来，你就是穷人。
If you're to compare yourself to Elon Musk, you are someone who's poor.
对不对？啊、他这个随便一下子这个 Twitter 就买下来了。
With a simple gesture in a way, he easily bought over Twitter.
你要用 Twitter, 你还得给他交钱。
And now if you are to use Twitter, you have to pay.
那么另一方面，我们中间最穷的一个人。
At the same time, it could be that we are the poorest among CCMC members.
那我也不知道你银行里面有多少存款。
And I do not know how much you have in your checking account.
但是我基本上我也敢这样说。
But something I dare say,
我们中间现在最穷的人，
the poorest among us,
比在非洲那些可怜的孩子，
compare yourself to the poorest of the child in Africa,
我们的圣诞礼盒行动要去关爱的那些孩子们，
with the who are the target recipients of the caring Christmas boxes,
比在中国三十年以前去的那个住在窑洞里面。图穷思弊的那个家庭
or if you go and compare yourself to families who are living in caves and they have nothing really at all
我是亲眼看见的我们送给他一双解放鞋他是感激涕零
and we see that I personally witnessed how just a simple pair of shoes brought out a dam of tears for the family
十几年以前我到中国的艾滋病村去看望的那些可怜的人
Over a decade ago, I was able to visit these who are in a village that are all HIV sufferers.
你站在他的屋里，你能够看到天。
And if you are standing in the home itself, you are able to actually see through the roof and see the sky.
然后这个床上面一半是孩子在那边玩，另一半就养了鸡就上炕，就这样。
And if you see on the bed, half of it is with the child sleeping, and the other half you have actually chickens.
我把兜里带的这两三百块钱人民币，我不能给太多，送给他，他非常非常的感激。
And when we give to them what we have, limitedly 200, 300 RMB, we see that they are extremely thankful.
可能就是他几个月的收入。
And perhaps that would actually equate to their salaries for a few months.
我们带去给这些艾滋病人送的那个油，那个大米，对他们来说都是好的不得了的东西。
So when we give them the rice or grains and we give them oil, these are extremely precious items.
那我们在座的每一个人跟那些人比起来，我们真的我们都是很有钱的。
So if we are to compare ourselves to them, then we are extremely wealthy.
那到底什么人是财主？
Then who is a rich person?
我们讲，大家记住这句话。
Please do remember this maxim.
一个财主就是让钱财在他生命当中做主的人。
Someone who is rich is someone who allows richness to be his or her master in life.
所以他或活或死，他都是加引号有钱的人，实际上什么都带不走。
And so, whether to live or die, it will be for that wealth.And that richness is in fact.
我们继续再往下看。
So we can proceed further and look more.
有的人工作是他的主，是工作狂。
So perhaps some of us are there, sorry, not some of us, but there are those who are workaholics.
Yeah. 那么这里我们说，说我若活着是为工作而活。
There are those who say I live for my work.
若死了是为工作而死。
That I die by my work.
所以或活或死总是工作的人。
And whether we live or die, we are the people of work.
继续再往下看。
And we proceed further.
若活着是为名声而活。
If we are to live for fame.
若死了是为名声而死。
If we die, we die for fame.
所以或活或死总是有名的人。
Whether we live or die, we are someone who has a name.
我们再来看，若活着是为球赛而活。
So,
是球迷啊。
If we live for sports, we could be a fan.
若死了是为球赛而死。
And we die for sports.
所以或活或死, 当然总是球迷嘛。
And so whether we live or die, then we will be sports fans.
还有的人是为娱乐而活。
There are thus those of us who live to be entertained.
那么死了呢, 网络有句话叫做娱乐至死, 对不对? 现在网上有这么一句话。
And if we die, we are entertained to death.
是为娱乐而死。
We die to entertainment.
或活或死总是娱乐的人。
Therefore, whether we live or die, we are people of entertainment.
这是一个悲剧啊。
This is a tragedy.
有的人活着是为了电游而活，死了是为电游而死。
So, for some, it's to live for computer games, to die for computer games.
要看新闻报道，有的年轻人，很年轻的孩子，这个玩电游，爸妈不让他玩电游，把他网线拔了。 他用刀去砍自己爸爸妈妈，你知道吗？
And there are news reports that I've read where a young person was prohibited from playing computer games, so the parents would unplug whatever router there is, and the person actually took a knife to try to butcher the parents.
前几年看到有的年轻人为了买一个这个手机，把自己的肾卖掉。
And perhaps some would in fact sell their kidneys so that they could have the money to buy a smartphone.
为电游而活，为电游而死，或活或死，总是电游的人。
And to live and to die for computer games, and therefore we are people of the game.
还有人活着是为革命而活，好高尚。
And so some may live for a revolution, and that seems honorable.
若死了为革命而死，很悲壮。
And so there is also this heroic tragedy of dying for revolution.
或活或死，总是革命的人。
And whether we live or die, then we are revolutionary.
但最后的革命到底要得到的是什么？
But what do we receive at the end of the revolution?
有的人活着是为爱国而活，很响亮的口号。
And so there are some clear-sounding slogans when there is patriotism.
死了是为爱国而死。
And or to die for patriotism.
那或活或死总是一个爱国的人。
So whether you live or you die, you're someone who's patriotic.
我们讲的很多这些都不是不好。
So what we have described here is not as if they're terrible.
它也有一定的价值，一定的道理。
And they have their own reasons, their own value.
但是所有这一切，
but of all of them,
都可能成为我们的主。
They can become our Lord.
我们还可以继续来罗列许多。
And one more we could, and we could actually just have exponential examples of what we've listed.
给大家再看这个。
One more.
这个现在在很多年轻人当中是非常的流行。
And so it is trending, it's something that's very popular among the younger crowd.
20多年以前我就跟你们一样。
About 20 years ago, I'm like you.
一个环保青年。
I'm someone who fights for the environment.
非常自豪的环保青年。 走在时代的前面。
And I pride myself for walking at the front edge of the times.
若活着为环保而活。
That if we live, we live to environmentalism.
若死了为环保而死。
If we die, we die to environmentalism.
或活或死总是环保的人。
And therefore, whether we live or die, we are carers for the environment.
大家看到了最近好多说名画呀，被他们都去给毁坏，泼这个漆泼等等啊，又毁坏。
But now we see that there are some classic paintings that have been poured liquids by some advocates.
本来大家这个吃龙虾都吃得很高兴的哈，很久才能买的一次龙虾。
Perhaps some have greatly enjoyed lobsters.
现在有些环境主义者说这个不能吃啊。
But some an advocate might say, oh, you shouldn't eat lobsters.
哎呀，把那些龙虾、这些虾农啊，把他们真是气得要命。
And so now they have aggravated some of these fishermen of lobsters.
一下生计都被断了。
In fact, they're affecting their livelihood.
好吧，我们还可以举很多，但最后还有一样。
And yes, we have many different examples.
你知道，你说我其他所有都没有，但有一样，我不敢百分之百说吧，我说99.99999999可能是你的主。
And so, even though I dare not say that it will be 100% applicable to all of us, but I would also say that it's 99.999999%.
这个点九无限循环。
And you could just put an infinite mark on it.
这个就叫自我。
And that is self.
我们若活着是为自我而活。
That if we live, we live to self.
如果死了，为自我而死。
And if we die, we die to self.
或活或死，总是一个自我的。
And therefore, if we live or die, we are self-centered.
这个东西是特别特别特别难对付。
And it is extremely difficult to deal with.
我们就继续往下来看。
And so we will proceed on.
到底什么叫为主而活？
So what then does that mean to live for the Lord?
那这里至少有七个方面可以给我们看的。
And there are seven aspects that we can see.
第一个，为主而活，在宣告我的生命是主所赐的。
That to live to the Lord is to say that my life is given by the Lord.
因为我的生命是他给的，所以我当然为他而活。
And because my life is given by him, and therefore I'm to live for him.
第二，我的生命是因主而得丰盛。
Next, we could say that my life is abundant because of the Lord.
哎，耶稣说我来是要教羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Jesus does say that I come to give the flock life and life to the fullest.
我为主而活，所以我也能够活出这种丰盛的生命来，卓越的生命。
And when I live for the Lord, I can live this abundant life.
对，为主而活，弟兄姊妹啊，我们一讲到这个，不要把它当成一个很苦的事情，错了。
And so when we say that we are living for the Lord, let's not turn it into a chore. It is not right that it is a chore.
一个为主而活的生命是一个升华的生命。
That when we live for the Lord, it is an elevated life.
是一个卓越的更有意义的生命。
That it is an excellent, a more meaningful life.
等到我们离开世界那一天，你回过头去，你看你的生命，你是为前面我们列的所有这些东西吗？
And so when you arrive on the very final moments of your life and you look back, are you living, what are all these things that you're living for?
前不久有一位弟兄和我分享，我听了非常感动。
I was very touched when a brother shared this with me.
他说啊，在公司里面呢，别人都争权夺利。
He said that within the company, there are these office politics.
哎，然后呢，就一心的向上爬。
And so there is the climbing of the corporate ladder.
嗯，然后就活得很累。
And there's just something that's very tiresome.
然后弟兄跟我分享，他说呢，他就活得很轻松。
And this brother shared the fact that he actually lives a very chilled life.
在公司里面也不争也不抢。
That there is no competing, there's no snatching.
你们争让你们争取。
That if others want to have a power grab, so be it, let them be.
他就好好的做好本职工作。
But for him, he says that as long as I am fulfilling my responsibilities.
然后后面他告诉我这个原因呢，你知道是什么原因吗？
And later he explained to me the reason behind his approach.
这不是弟兄一句空话，他真的是，他说我每天我就是这样活啊。
And he said, this is not something hollow that I'm saying right now. In fact, this is the way that I'm living.
他说因为我相信我这份工作是神所赐的。
He says, it's because I believe that this work was given to me by the Lord.
神赐我这份工作不是为了出人头地。
And the Lord has given me this job not so that I could become someone prominent.
而是我有了收入，我能够养家糊口，我能够更好的去服侍神。
But that it is a means for me to support my family, it is also a way for me to better serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你不要小看这样一句话。
Do not undermine such a or underestimate this such a statement.
我相信这个弟兄他能够活出这样一种境界来。
I believe that this brother is able to live in such a manner.
他的生命是一个更加丰盛的生命。
His life, in fact, is more abundant.
不像别人，许多的世上劳苦愁烦重担，自讨苦吃了很多的东西。
It's not like others who are fighting and therefore they are tired.And they are troubled.
因为一个为主而活的生命，它是一个被主引导的生命。
And a life that lives unto the Lord is a life that is guided by the Lord.
他是我的主，他管理我的生命。
He is my Lord, and therefore he has a say over my life.
靠我自己，我的这个老我，我的旧性情，我的肉体来管理，管理的一塌糊涂。
If I'm to manage my life by my old self, by my flesh, then it's going to beA messy situation.
但是被主引导、被主管理的生命就是一个蒙福的生命。
But a blessed life is one that is taken care of and guided by the Lord.
我们都愿意蒙福。
We do wish to be blessed.
那我问你, 你愿意为主而活吗?
Are you willing to live for the Lord?
为主而活的生命是蒙福的。
The life that is lived to the Lord is one that is blessed.
为主而活在宣告我的生命是得主的力量。
When a life is lived for the Lord, I'm declaring that my life receives strength.
大家承认不承认我们都是很软弱的。
Do we acknowledge that we are in fact weak? We're frail.
有谁不承认自己是有很多很多软弱？
Is there anyone who will say that I'm without too many weaknesses?
没有一个举手的。我不知道大家是谦虚还是真实的哈。
I see that no hands were raised. I don't know if this is you're speaking the truth or you're trying to be humble.
但如果有一个人你说，虽然你不举手，你不好意思举手，你心里说我是刚强的，我永远不软弱。
It may be that outwardly you have not raised your hand, but perhaps in your heart you're saying, I'm strong, I'm not weak.
那我要跟你说, 你可能还没好好活过。
Then this is what I would like to say to you, is possibly that you have not actually lived.
为主而活的人知道有一个秘诀, 就是我的力量的来源来自爱我的主。
Someone, the supposed secret to someone who has lived for the Lord is someone who is able to say, I know the source of my life, and that strength is from the Lord.
就是在我的软弱当中能显出他的刚强来。And
that in my weakness, I can show him to be strong.
为主而活，在宣告我的生命以主为乐。And
a life that is lived unto the Lord declares that the Lord is my joy.
而不是像这个世界上的娱乐至死。And
the joy is different from being entertained to death.
有的人很喜欢追剧啊，你知道吗？
There are many who like to binge on shows.
一集一集没完没了的看。
So it just follows one episode after another.
早些年还传那个光盘的时候呢。
And in the yesteryears, there was this thing called the disc.
有一次在教会有一个姐妹她就做见证。
So there was a sister who gave a testimony.
她说那个传的光盘一落光盘送到她手里面。
And she said that whenever these discs are passed around, and once they're in her hands,
后面还有人在那儿等着,
there are many who are still waiting.
然后她就连夜的一集一集一集一集的在那儿去看那些光盘。
And so she will binge through all the entire discs of however many episodes there are,
哇,
through
这个,
the different nights.
这是为追剧而活。
And so this is really living for the shows.
到最后我们都看完了, 然后把这个光盘终于按时去交给别人去继续去传。
And so once they're able to finish the entire, for example, drama series, then she's able to pass on the disc for someone else to do the same.
但那时候她感到内心当中就是深深的无限的一种的空。
Yeah, at the same time, there was this sense of an extending hollowness that she felt.
到底我是在干什么?
What am I doing?
在为什么而活?
What am I living for?
那感谢神,这个姐妹做见证后来再也不追剧了。
And by the Lord's grace, by her testimony, she no longer binge shows.
我不是说我们适当的看一些的这个影视剧啊，有一点的调剂，有适当的娱乐，这个我不反对啊。I'm
saying that I'm not opposed to a moderate sense of approaching shows or just simply having a balance.
但是我们就问一个很诚实的问题，主耶稣基督是不是你的喜乐？
But we can ask a very honest question, and that is Jesus Christ your joy?
你的喜乐来源到底从哪里来?
Where is your joy?
还是世界上那些东西吗?
Is it still the worldly things?
世界人这个追这些东西，我们也是跟着去以这些东西为乐。
And so if people are pursuing the latest viral shows, are we also pursuing this?
乐此不疲。
And that there is no tiredness within that joy.
然后乐不思蜀。
That I don't know.
乐不思蜀。这里有一个故事，我们讲一下。有一个国王，他是王国的君主，国家被灭掉了。
There is a backstory to this particular idiom. There was a ruler in a kingdom.
然后他就被掳到另外一个国家。The
kingdom was destroyed, and he was exiled to the victors.
那个国家的国王呢，就要看他到底有没有复仇东山再起这个心。
And so the victorious king wanted to see if this defeated king has that sense of revenge, wanting to rebuild his own kingdom.
就给他很多的宴乐。So
it gave him a lot of feasts, or threw him a lot of feasts.
And entertainment.
And entertainment.
然后就问这个国王，这个王国的君主
，and asked this defeated king，
说你还想不想回你原来的国家呀
？Do you still want to return back to your homeland？
那他就说了，这是蜀国的君王，我们知道是刘晨啊。他说此间乐不思蜀。
And so he said a particular saying that said that even
it's joyous here. I don't miss my home country anymore.
Oh, yeah. There's no thinking about his own home country, which is the kingdom of Shu. And it's just his entire happiness is now here.
弟兄姊妹，我们是有主的人呐。
Brothers and sisters, we are people of who have the Lord.
我们是有家的人呐。
That we are people with a home.
我们一个更美的家乡在天上，对吗？
We have the more beautiful home, and that is our heavenly home.
我们怎么以地上这些东西为乐呢？
Why would we take joy in these earthly things?
还有
One more.
我的生命有主的平安。
That I have the peace of the Lord in my life.
这世界上有很多的波浪起伏，高山低谷。
We see that there are tumultuous times in this time on earth.
太多太多的试炼挑战。
There are so many trials and temptations.
耶稣的平安是这个世界不能给的。
And yet this peace of the Lord, the peace of Christ is something that the world cannot give.
然后这个世界它也不能夺去。
And it also cannot be robbed by the world.
然后圣经说主的平安在我们心里来做主。
And in the Bible, it is for the peace of the Lord to dwell in us.
那在我们中间，在我们中间来掌权，神的平安。
And to have sovereignty over our lives.
好，那么看完为主而活，我们再仔细想一想，那什么是为主而死？
So now having seen what it is to live for the Lord, what then is to die for the Lord?
哦，这个为主而活已经有挑战性了。
And now there here come some of the challenges.
这个为主而死就更不好讲了。
If living to the Lord is difficult enough, or if without his challenges, then coming to die to the Lord is even more challenging.
啊，尤其是中国人呢。
Perhaps especially for Chinese.
我们都有点回避忌讳这个东西，是吗？
And because we find death a taboo.
哎，但是这个基督徒，这个圣经呢，偏偏知难而上。
And yet within Scripture, wherever is more difficult, we actually travel upstream.
我们就总要讲这个死亡这个题目。
We are hinged on speaking about death.
因为未知死，焉知生。
Because if you do not know what death is, you do not know what life is.
好，那我们先问一个问题。
So we're going to ask a question.
我们说为主而活，为主而死。
Or to live for the Lord, die for the Lord.
我请问大家哪个更难？
Which is more difficult?
啊，哪个更难？为主而活更难，还是为主而死更难？
Which one is more difficult?
嗯，啊，有一个牧师，嗯
，There was a pastor.
这还有一个很有名的一个牧师
，A famous pastor.
写过好几本的畅销书
，Has written many books.
啊，然后他呢，他说他有一次做那个恩赐测验。
Once he took a test in terms of that test his talents.
啊，然后这个就是这个 spiritual gifts 的这种的这个 test.
Testing his spiritual gifts.
然后就打很多很多题啊，然后打分啊这样子。
And just to see how the grading that of his different gifts.
然后都做完了，最后结果一出来，说他的这个属灵恩赐是什么呢？
And at the end, with the result, it showed his particular spiritual gifts.
发现他的属灵恩赐是殉道。
And it was martyrdom.
说这倒好，我这个恩赐只能用一次。
And he was thinking, well, this spiritual gift is a one-time use.
用了就没了。
Once it's used, it's done.
嗯，啊，为主而活更难，还是为主而死更难呢？
So which is more difficult to live or to die to the Lord?
我们带着一个问题，我们往下看。
Hold your horses.
首先，我们要来定义一下关于死这个字啊。
So first.So before we can answer that question, we have to define death.
我们这个死实际上不单是指未来的死，百年以后那个死。
We're not just speaking about a death that is coming.
还有一个叫做今生的死。
But we're talking about the death in the present.
Yeah. 主保罗在加拉太书第六章十四节他就讲到。
So in Galatians 6, Apostle Paul writes.
他说就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
So in relation to the world, I have been crucified.
保罗那时候还活着，对不对？
Apostle Paul was still alive at that time when he penned these words.
加拉太书不是他写的最后一卷书啊。
And Galatians wasn't his last letter.
哪个最后一卷？等一下我们会看。
And we'll later find out which is his last letter.
所以他在写的时候，他说：“就世界而论，我已经钉在，已经钉在，已经死在十字架上了。”
And so in relation to the world, I am crucified.
那这个今生的死。
So the death that is of the present.
就是我们的自我。
It will be ourself.
或者说我们的老我。
Will be our old self.
或者我们的肉体的这个性情。
Or our flesh, our temperaments.
这个东西的死。
That's the death.
刚才我们说面对百年之后面对那个死亡，这个蛮困难的是吗？
So we say that it is difficult to face up to the death that is coming in a century.
但是我们这种老我旧性情的这个死去，彻底的死去更难。
But it's even more difficult for our old self to die.
啊，为什么呢？因为未来大家这个面对永恒那个死呢，就是一闭眼一伸手，对不对？一死百了。
Why is it that is more difficult to face up to our old death? Because, well, with the death that is coming, we would say that once that death is done, it is done.
但是我们每个人生命当中的那个旧我，
But the old self that resides still in our lives,
这个东西它会死去活来。
That there will be resurrections to these old self.
今天被钉死了，明天又回来了。
Somehow once it's crucified, it gets resurrected.
那个诱惑一来到，哇，跟着又跑了。
Once temptation arrives, we will run with the temptation yet again.
所以那叫要我们要天天背起自己的十字架来跟随。
And this is why it is a daily carrying of the cross to follow Christ.
那这个为主而死，还有一层很重要的意义在里面。
And there is yet another layer of meaning in die to the Lord.
它和为主而活是相关的。
And is related to living to the Lord.
就我们越多的为主而死，就能够越多的为主而活。
So the more we die to the Lord, in fact, the more we will live to the Lord.
继续再看，一个人一生为主而活，那才能为主而死。
And it is only when I live to the Lord that I could die to the Lord.
以前我认识有一个牧师。
So a pastor that I know.
他原来在纽约牧会。
He serves in New York.
然后呢，他在教会当中就带领大家要操练这个叫属灵基本功。
And so he's training up some of the fundamentals for the spiritual life.
这属灵基本功什么呢？就是读经、祷告、聚会、是奉献，就是些最基本的事情。
And so what are some of these fundamentals? It will be to read scripture, to gather, to pray.And these are some of the fundamentals.
然后他就说呢，教会里面呢，就有一个弟兄，心气非常高。
什么非常高？
心气啊，就是这个志气很高。
So there's we speak of he spoke of a brother in the church that has a huge aspiration or is very ambitious.
他说这些东西都是小儿科。
And said, oh, these are minors.
就每天读经祷告这些东西。
And so just to read the Bible and to pray daily, that's easy.
然后这个弟兄拍着胸脯说，我以后我是要回国殉道的。
And so the brother just you know, doing this, saying, well, what I'm going to do when I return back to my home country is that I'm going to die for the truth.
结果这个弟兄他真的海归回去了，真的回去了。
And so, yeah, this brother did return home.
回去以后你猜怎么样？
And what happened to this brother?
连聚会都不去了。
He stopped going even to gatherings.
这个世界的诱惑一来呀。
The temptation of the world has arrived, has come to him.
你发现这高言大志都非常的空。
You have hollow words, even though they sound grand.
如果你不能够每天脚踏实地的、老老实实的、好好的活在主的里面。
If you're not grounded in your lives to live daily in the Lord,
你说我最后要为主死，那是空话。
If you're trying to die for the Lord, that would be empty words.
很多时候神给我们要的不是一种表面上轰轰烈烈的这样一种生命。
So oftentimes what God is asking from us is not something that on the appearance looks extremely heroic.
是在主面前安静顺服的这样一种生命。
There is this quiet stillness, this quiet obedience before the Lord.
而那些看似为主而活的人，
And those who seem to be living for the Lord,
考验来临跌倒了，
if the trial comes and if the person falls, stumbles,
多半是因为什么呢？是因为平时每日的生活当中有很多的破口。
It's possible that because there are all these different cracks in their lives.
以前我原来这个参与服侍的一个教会。
There was a church that was, I served in.
这是多年以前的事情吧。
It was many years ago.
那这个到这个教会呢的时候，那个教会就已经有很多的问题。
And so when I arrived at that church, the church was already facing many different issues.
后来我也在那边这个多说一点你也知道没关系，这是太久太久以前的这个事情了。我后来在那边读神学，然后在教会里面做这个执事。
So I was a deacon of the church. I also was doing my seminary training.
然后呢，慢慢大家聊起来就知道，以前教会曾经发生什么事情呢
？So what happened to the church?
除了里面有很多的这些纷争之外
，other than some of these conflicts and divisions,
有一个同工，教会很主要的一个同工。
There was a core co-worker.
这个平信徒的领袖。
This lay leader.
非常的摆上。
He offers himself much to the Lord.
他属灵到一个地步啊。
And he's so spiritual.
张口就是圣经的话。
That whenever he opens his mouth, it is scripture.
有一次他的太太曾经给大家做见证。
And so there was once the wife gave a testimony.
说他夫妻两个在家吃饭的时候。
That when they were dining and they were just, yeah, they were dining.
然后这个弟兄呢，突然就问他太太。
This brother asked the wife,
说谁最爱你
？Who loves you the most？
太太说当然是你最爱我了。
And the wife says, of course you。
丈夫立刻很严肃地纠正自己的太太。
And the husband immediately corrected the wife very solemnly。
不是我最爱你，是主耶稣最爱你。
It's not me who loves you the most, it is the Lord。
让太太感动得不得了，你知道吗
？So the wife was very much moved。
但后来你知道什么事情暴露出来
？But what happened？
就是这么一个看着这么爱主为主而活的弟兄，结果他的婚外情暴露出来。
But in the end, it was revealed that this husband, this person who so loves the Lord, has an adultery.
而且是和教会里面的女士。
And it was from a sister within the church.
而且不止一个人。
And it's not just one.
这件事情是在我来之前，但是在查经班里面，他的太太后来就离婚了。他太太很久不来，有一次来参加聚会。
So this particular revelation came before I arrived at this church. After I've come, during one of the Bible studies, the wife who has been absent for a long time actually showed up.
当然没有跟那个姐妹谈起来这些事情，不想去接那些伤疤，对吧？不可能去做。
In fact, it was the ex-wife because they went through a divorce, and it was impossible for us to, or is not thinkable for us to even talk about this matter because you're not trying to reopen the wound.
但是你能感觉到这个姐妹在她的生命当中，在她的过往，她承受的一些伤害和那些的重担。
But you could sense in her demeanor, in her words.The burden, the pain of what she has gone through.
时间关系，我们要继续往下讲。
And for the sake of time, we have to proceed on.
我们说一个人一生为主而活，才能为主而死。
And so if one is to live for the Lord in life, that is then in life that will die to the Lord.
同时另一方面，你之前为主而活都不能保证你之后能够为主而死。
And there is no guarantee that you will die to the Lord, even if you have lived to the Lord in the past.
所以保罗才说要忘记背后怎么样努力面前的。
And so Paul does say that we are to look forward, we are not to only look back.
这个提摩太后书是使徒保罗所写的最后一卷书。
Coming to the last letter that Apostle Paul wrote, 2 Timothy.
然后提摩太后书的第四章就是他这卷书的最后的文字。
And chapter 4 would be his last words.
这个时候保罗已经是真的是马上要临终了。
And in fact, he is facing his martyrdom.
他说我离世的时候到了。
It's like the time has come.
在这时候保罗才开始讲这个话，他说那美好的仗我已经打过了，那当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
It is only then he says, I fought the good fight, finished the race, and have kept the faith.
我要准备为主而死。
That there is preparation to die for the Lord.
我们不到最后一天。
Not until the final day.
没有一个人敢说我已经得着。
No one dare says that I have already come.
没有一个人敢说我为主活，我为主死。
There's no one to say that I have already lived for the Lord and died for the Lord.
这只是我们的一个愿望。
It is an aspiration.
我们说主啊，求你帮助。
And we say, Lord, please help us.
我立志，我愿为你活，为你而死。
That I have this aspiration that I'll live and die for you.
我的一位老前辈也是我个人的属灵的导师。
And I have a spiritual mentor.
这位老牧师非常的敬虔，很谦卑。
And this elderly pastor is someone who is humble, who is someone who is pious.
我们打电话一聊，常常聊很久很久。
And so if you're on the phone, it tends to be a long phone call.
他常常跟我说的一句话就是。
And oftentimes he tells me this.
为我祷告。
Do you pray for me?
让我保住晚节。
That I will have even a good ending.
是一位神的老仆人，一生服侍主的老仆。
And this is an elderly servant who has served the Lord all his life.
也有多少人无法保住晚节。
How many have not run till the end of the race?
前几年在我们华人教会界有一件很大的事情。
So a few years ago, there was a major major incident within the Chinese Christian circle.
是一个很大的华人福音机构，虽然不是创始人，但是在中间做这个带领者，做了很久很久的一位老牧师。
There was an elderly pastor who, even though he's not a founder, but he has been a leader for a particular organization for a long time.
已经退休了，各处讲道。
And he has retired, but even though he's still an itinerant preacher.
就在他出事之前的一年，
出事
哦、
oh,，but just before the scandal that showed up，
那一年我曾经有两次有机会在不同的营会当中和这位老牧师配搭侍奉。
And so the year before the scandal, I was able to serve alongside this particular pastor twice.
我讲早堂，他讲晚堂。
And so it was a partnership. He was speaking the morning sessions. I was speaking the evening sessions.
这营会安排我住这个他们一个 town home 的那个就学生公寓，我住楼上，他住楼下。
And so we stayed, in fact, in a hostel or in a townhouse, and I would stay in the second floor, and he's on the first floor.
我说能够跟这样的老牧者一起配搭侍奉，我真的是太荣幸，太感谢神。
And so at that time, I was glorifying God. I was thanking God because I find that this is such an honor to be able to serve alongside this elderly.
第二年春天回国服侍去短宣。
The second year, after I went back to mainland, to serve in the spring.
回来以后，这个时差都还没有调过来。
And while I was still jet lagged after I returned from this particular service to China.
那么我们所在那个机构的这个同工就打电话了。
One coworker from the organization that I belong to gave me a call.
说为某某老牧师祷告，这个事情还没有公布出来，我们自己要先知道。
It's like, but please do pray for so and so. Even though this is not yet public news, we need to pray for so and so.
出了很大的丑。
It was a huge scandal.
然后我就晚上我睡不着觉，也可能是因为调时差，就总在想这件事情，不可思议。一想到就浑身就发抖。
It could be because of the jet lag. It could be because I just could not imagine something of this magnitude happening. And I shudder whenever I think of it.
我们继续往下看，叫或活或死。
So if you're to think further then, whether to live or die.
我们知道为主而活不容易。
We know that it's not easy to live to the Lord.
为主而死也不容易。
Nor is it easy to die to the Lord.
你知道为主殉道啊，这个是一种恩赐。
If you are to be martyred for the sake of the Lord,
不够格的人，你想去殉道你都没有机会。
It is a spiritual gift, and without the spiritual gift, even if you demand or if you want to die as a martyr, you can't.
我刚跟大家提到的那位我自己的这个属灵的导师。
So to back to the mentor that I have.
文革当中受了很多的苦。
He suffered much during the revolution.
我问这个老牧师，我说你当年坐牢是判了多少年？
And he was, I asked how, for what, how long was your sentence?
他说你知道吗？我没有坐牢，我不配坐牢。
So I was not imprisoned at all. I was not worthy of imprisonment.
我们能为主献上终极的牺牲，那是神给的恩典和福分。
If our lives is to be sacrificed ultimately to the Lord, it is a grace, it is a gift.
但是对更多人的挑战是
But riding above are many more challenges.
在每一天的生活当中
The more challenging is in our daily life.
我们知道我们都有软弱，都有不足。
We know that we are weak, we fall short.
但是我们靠主的恩典，我们每天更多的为主活。
But we know that by the grace of the Lord, we can live for Him daily.
或活或死。
Whether to live or die.
总是主的人。
That we are the Lord's.
这是使徒保罗。
This is the word of Apostle Paul.
我们轻看生死。
That we actually look down upon matters of life and death in that sense.
当一个真正心中有主的人。
For someone who has the Lord in his or her heart,
在他目光当中已经超越了这些东西。
That whatever we see, it in fact rides above the matters of life and death.
因为做仆人，他想的就是极力的讨主的喜悦。
Because as a servant, the focus is to please the Lord, is to please the master.
都不在我的手里面，我只不过是一个仆人，我都在我的主的手里面。
That I am simply a servant, I am in the hands of my master.
他负我的责任。
That he is responsible for me.
他掌管我的生命。
That he is in charge of my life.
他的旨意总是最美好的。
That his will is always the best.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
主啊，愿我们这是从心底说。
O Lord, may it be that we'll say it from the bottom of our hearts.
靠着主的恩典。
It is by the Lord's grace.
我们宣告，我活着是为主活。
That we declare that when we live to the Lord.
死了是为主死。
That we die to the Lord.
或活或死，总是主你的人。
Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
主啊，帮助我们。
The Lord help us.
挪去我们生命当中的许多的神，许多的主。
That you remove from our hearts the many idols, the many gods.
很多在平常的眼光当中看也是好的东西。
So easy, oftentimes we see the many good things in our lives.
但主你是我们的至宝。
But yet you're of the utmost treasure.
有了主才能够真正有一切。
That if we are to have the Lord, we have it all.
没有主其实什么都没有。
To not have the Lord, we have nothing.
主帮助我们
Lord help us
在今生每一天为你活
Then this life will live to you each day
为你死
That will die to you also
或活或死
Whether
总是主的人
Whether to live or die we are the Lord's people
奉耶稣的名
By the name of Jesus
Amen
Amen